To set up for ribbon wand play, you need to have everyone facing the leader, and everyone must have enough space around them to make sure that we're all safe because you don't want anyone to get poked with the stick. Often we try this with students standing up, but it's no problem to have them sitting down if that's going to be a little bit more manageable. So the next step is we play some music, and basically the students are just following the leader. So the leader can shake their wand in various ways, up or down or side to side or around, and the other players follow the leader and do whatever the leader's doing. The leader should stay in one spot for the most part because it's hard to follow when the leader's walking around and others are walking around. Another thing we like to do with ribbon wands in step three is switch hands. Kids often have a hard time using their non-dominant hand, so it's good practice for them to do that. And then, of course, as with anything with a leader, we want to give others a chance to be a leader, including students.